This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark. And
join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. In one of the most bizarre and sad stories, both simultaneously funny and bizarre and sad, Austin, Texas, the Houston Chronicle reporting that Travis County is considering spending $15,000 to $25,000 of taxpayer money to give bariatric surgery, also known as gastric bypass, you know, the surgery for fat people, to its fat bureaucrats. And just amazing to me. I mean, when you are a bureaucrat, the chances that you're going to become fat are much better. Because most of them are sedentary jobs. They sit around, and there's not any sort of requirement to be fit.
I'd like to see some real statistics on this. I'm not sure.
I've never seen statistics. I'm just going based on seeing bureaucrats.
Yeah, I think that it's
sit around the office,
prejudice,
shoving pencils, and eating donuts. And now, apparently, the qualify county employees.
I've dated two bureaucrats, neither of which was fat.
Well, you wouldn't have dated one if they were fat, would you?
That's true.
To qualify, county employees would have to have been diagnosed with morbid obesity and go through 1 year of monitored, unsuccessful dieting and exercise. The county estimates that 300 to 400 of its 4,100 employees would be eligible for the surgery. That's a full tenth. A full tenth of their employees that are morbidly obese. Now, there's more that are overweight. There's more that are somewhat obese, but a tenth of them are morbidly obese. While an annual review of the county's health care plan found that the surgeries could save money, the county staff has not provided conclusive data. Commissioner Gerald Daugherty said the pilot program is a worthwhile test of whether the policy will work. He said it would take only a fraction of the county's $60 million health care budget. Quote, to me, it's a calculated way to see if we can help ourselves out since we're self-insured. Susan Smith, director of the Texas Municipal League's Intergovernmental Employee Benefits Pool, said Texas cities that have covered bariatric surgeries found them to cost more than anticipated. The high costs caused the cities to scale back their coverage, she said, adding that Travis County's cost estimates are probably too low. And I'd like to add in here that unless it's medically necessary, and in most cases with gastric bypass, it's not. Unless it's medically necessary, insurance companies aren't going to cover this stuff.
No.
So why is it that the government bureaucrats get to have it covered?
It's completely unfair that just because you work for the government, they should cover your gastric bypass surgery. Well, what about me? Why aren't they going to cover mine?
The high costs that caused cities to scale back their coverage, she said, added that Travis County's cost estimates are probably too low. The U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services estimates that 60% of Americans are overweight or obese. It says weight loss surgery has been found to help with conditions such as diabetes, asthma, and hypertension. Smith said the health benefits of weight loss surgery prompted the Municipal League to begin offering coverage starting next month. Its insurance will cover 50% of the cost, up to $30,000. The procedure will only be available to those who have demonstrated that they can't otherwise lose weight, which is what happens when you're looking into gastric bypass. My old girlfriend was looking into this as well, so I know a little bit about the process. They don't just give you gastric bypass. You don't just get to walk into the office and plunk down $15,000 on their counter and order gastric bypass. I mean, this is a serious operation.
Yeah, they're going in deep.
They're stapling your stomach. They are tying off your intestines, essentially. And so they want to be very sure that this is the last resort, that you cannot lose weight in any other fashion. So they ask that you get on a regimen of exercise and diet and that you stick to it and see if you can actually lose weight the usual way. But what they're going to be doing here, Mark, is they're going to be offering the government bureaucrats the opportunity to get into this program as long as they go through a year's worth of so-called dieting and exercise.
Right. They have to watch them, too.
Yeah, right. How are they going to do that? Are they going to actually pay that much attention to the bureaucrats and as to whether or not they're doing what they say they're doing? Because if all you're going to do is hand out a sheet and there's something to fill out that says, I solemnly swear that I went to 50 minutes of gym exercise today. Sign here.
Yep.
I mean, is that it?
So essentially it's a 1 year waiting period for the gastric bypass.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's exactly what it is. And I can guarantee you that if this goes through, this program actually happens, that there's going to be people that have been interested in government jobs in the past that are going to be really interested in it now. Because $15,000, that's not chump change for a lot of people.
Certainly not for me.
That's a significant amount.
Yeah.
And so if you've been thinking about getting gastric bypass surgery and you live in Austin, Texas, well, boy, you should go ahead and apply for a job now with the government, because if they go through with this, then cha-ching.
Yep. All the people of Texas, Austin, wherever,
yeah,
are going to be paying for it.
Which is despicable.
Yeah.
And disgusting. And it is one of the saddest stories.
Just another example of how government and politics is all about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
How many businesses?
They just suck and suck and suck off of us. It doesn't matter.
They'll just
make up programs.
Well, no, they could pose and say that they care about their employees, Mark. And
please,
you don't want your employees to be
sick. Employees?
What about the rest of the employees of Texas?
Yeah, right. What about the rest of the people? I mean,
private
why is
businesses?
It that these people are somehow superior? They're better. They get gastric bypass surgery paid for by the taxpayers.
They have the guns of government on their side. That's why they're better, Mark. Because they can. Because if I'm working for an auto dealer or radio station or any other business in the state of Texas or wherever this program is going to be happening, that those businesses have a bottom line. They have overhead. They have costs that they have to meet before they can pay me on top of all their other stuff that they have to pay for. I'm part of the cost. And if they can't afford health care coverage for everybody, then they're certainly not going to be able to afford bariatric surgery for their employees. As much as they may feel bad that I'm an obese, morbidly obese man, as bad as they may feel, my boss may not be happy about that. He might want to help me, but he's got a bank account, and there's only so much money in that account.
Right, and he has to run that business so that he can give jobs to all those people that work there. Everybody's important.
Well, you know what this might actually do? I'm wondering if there's going to be some obese people in Texas that are going to see this happening, and they're going to see the government bureaucrats getting the surgery, and they're going to say, well, but I'm obese, and that's not fair. Why is it that the government, the obese government bureaucrat gets this surgery at taxpayer dollar, but I don't get the surgery? I'm obese too. Isn't the problem the fact that I'm obese and not the fact that, isn't that what the issue is? Shouldn't that be fixed? Maybe there's going to be a class action lawsuit of fat people suing the city of Austin. I mean, it's just insane.
I don't think that they're going to be suing. They're going to be demanding it from their employers.
Well, the employers aren't going to be able to do anything about that. Ever. And it won't matter if Texas passes a law saying that employers must give their fat employees gastric bypass surgery. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a counter lawsuit in that particular case. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Mark in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about the North American Union. Mm-hmm. When do you think that's going to really take effect?
Oh, I think they'll slowly just inch it on us, like they do everything.
And they are really breaking the law, though, right?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? They're the government. They can do whatever they want, Mark.
Yeah, but when they really, really try to really impose it, you think people are going to go for that?
They seem to go for the craziest things. I mean, who would have thought that Americans would have dealt with this whole TSA shakedown every time you go onto a plane?
Mm.
Who would have thought that Americans would, deal with immigration checkpoints throughout the interior of the United States? But they do.
I don't know how they're going to spin this. I don't know how they're going to approach it to get people to go along with it. But yeah, I'm with you, Mark. I think that there's not going to be any question.
When they lay off all of those longshoremen in California, and all these truck drivers get laid off and they hire the Mexican truck drivers, I think then something is really going to go down then.
Well, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like anything is going to make the American people say that this is enough is enough.
I think that I hope that something happens beforehand. I mean, if this is really the direction things are going in, and it does seem to be that way, this isn't just speculation and hypothesis. There really are government websites that are talking about doing something like this. I hope something goes down beforehand.
And Congress has no idea what it is.
Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live. The President of Iran coming up.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with another Car Clinic Minute. Hear ye, hear ye. Gas prices continue to soar. Well, perk up your ears, because when I come back, I'll tell you about a fuel that can be found in a field of dreams.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Friends, farmers, countrymen, lend me your ears. Ears of corn, that is. E85 is a 105-octane blend of 15% petroleum and 85% ethanol derived from corn and can be used in late-model cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans designed as flexible fuel vehicles or FFVs. More than 4 million FFVs fuel up with E85 today. Though they are dead ringers in looks and cost for gasoline-only vehicles, they earn the name flexible because they can use any combination of gasoline and or E85. There's nothing corny about this alternative power source, so look for a decal under the fuel door to see if your vehicle can use it. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything's totally free. Updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it two ways. Go to updates.freetalklive.com or just plug your email in the text entry box right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. Either way will work, and it'll keep you up to date with the show. 800-259-9231. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Brent in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brent. Brent in Mississippi going once, Brent going twice. Ooh. Maybe there was some phone technical difficulties there. We'll try him back maybe later. All right, so...
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here, Brent.
All right. Excellent.
Hey, what's right,
I guess they weren't patching me through quickly. Anyway.
Tisk.
Nobody has to hear your excuses, Brent. Go
it's
ahead.
It's not Brent's fault, Mark. Leave him alone.
Well, I was reading my Kansas City Star today, and there was a story about this lady who, I was actually on your news break, so maybe you heard this, about some lady that came into another woman's, a family's house with a knife and accosted the woman that was there and stole their baby.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Baby stealing.
Wow, women really get crazy about babies, don't they?
Yeah. Well, this got me thinking, this is kind of an example of, you need to protect yourself. For instance, if there was a gun in the house, what are the chances that the lady would have been able to run off with somebody's baby with just a knife?
Pretty slim.
You know?
Yeah, you wouldn't get too far out the door and into your car and all that stuff before I got my gun.
Exactly. It's just kind of...
Come back with my baby, would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did
exactly
she get
right.
into the How did she get into the house in the first place? Did they just let her in and she drew a blade?
The story wasn't very specific. Basically, it said that she broke in and attacked the lady with a knife, but didn't incapacitate her, just like held her at knife point, and then somehow took the baby and ran off without being stopped by... it seems to me like...
Wow.
Even, when I was, this baby was a week old or something. I think when I was a week old, even if somebody held my mom at knife point, they would have to have probably taken her down if they were going to somehow escape the house,
Yeah, it seems like crazy.
Moms can be pretty protective of their children. Now, how did this woman know they had a baby? Was she a friend of the family's, a relative, somebody that worked at the hospital?
That
do we
seems
even know?
Likely.
From what I understand from the article, she actually, they didn't know the woman, but apparently she had, seen them or something like that. Somehow she had seen that they had a baby.
Crazy.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but, also, luckily, they found the baby and the woman because her sister-in-law turned her in.
Huh.
I guess I shouldn't assume that there was no gun in that house, but... It seems very likely that there wasn't, and it's the kind of people that, say, I don't need a gun.
No, well, maybe they do.
The government will keep bad things from happening to me.
Oh,
I mean, luckily they got their kid back, but frankly, it wasn't because of the police. It was because the sister-in-law of the woman that stole the baby felt guilty.
Well,
right.
As they say, it's better to have a gun and not need it. Then the other way around. Thanks for the call, Brent. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
He's right. In that case, the police really didn't do any crime solving. They were really just a place for the woman to call to say, hey,
yep.
I know who has the baby. She could have just as easily called Action News 7.
Sure.
And they would have loved that crap, by the way.
You bet.
It would have been a big deal. They'd have sent an Action News Action Man out there with a camera. There'd have been an Action News Action Man cameraman out there. It would have been, it would have been Action News all over the place.
Hmm. Good point, Mark.
Yeah, they didn't need the cops for
it's
that.
Typical. The cops are very, I don't know. I don't know the statistics, but I get the feeling that individuals solve more crimes than the police do.
I think that's very much true.
That the police get
and
leads.
I think police would agree with that.
Yeah. The individuals out there are critical to coming across
it's the citizenry that keep this country.
That keeps us safe.
Yeah, it does.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, President Bush's policies, according to MSNBC, in the Middle East, are moving the world toward war, according to the Iranian president Tuesday, maintaining that Iran was a peaceful nation that wanted to be left alone to stand on its own feet. Quote, the U.S. government thinks it's still in the period after World War II, Ahmadinejad said in an interview with Brian Williams, the anchor of NBC Nightly News, a mindset that led Bush to believe that he can rule, therefore, over the rest of the world. He claims the world has changed. Nations are awakened now. They want their rights, equal rights and fair ones. And by the way, I don't know this guy. I don't know what horrible things he's done, and I'm sure he's a bad guy, okay? I want to preface this article. I'm sure Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is a bad dude, right? He's a world leader, he's a government guy, he's a thug, he's a crook, fine. But
yeah.
So are the rest of them.
I think you're in his fan club is what I think.
What are you talking about? I'm in his
fan
club.
Guy. You love him.
I like what he says in this article. He
makes
sense.
Like what he says in a lot of articles.
I've only read two about the guy, and in everything that I've read, he makes sense compared to what George Bush is talking about.
You're just a self-hating liberal.
Let me go on. I don't agree that he says nations want their rights. Well, we know on Free Talk Live that nations don't have rights. There's no such thing as a nation.
Well,
they're individuals.
Right, and what he's trying to say is that his nation wants sovereignty to be able to rule itself rather than the United States telling it what to do. The United States doesn't listen to what the UN says.
He says the
I've got an article about that here.
Okay, we'll get to it. The time for world empires has ended. Who could disagree with that? I totally agree with that statement. The diplomatic confrontation between Washington and Tehran dominated Tuesday's session of the United Nations, which was to hear from both presidents. Ahmadinejad, who was to address the United Nations later in the day, did not attend Bush's address Tuesday afternoon. Bush likewise avoided seeing Ahmadinejad during his New York visit. It's like kids on a school playground that are angry at each other. I don't want to look at Billy. He made some fun of me the other day. I don't want to be around him. Aren't they kind of behaving childish?
It seems like it to me. If the United States is posturing to invade or at least get Iran to stop their nuclear enrichment program, and neither nation can agree what's going on there, so it looks like the United States is posturing to invade Iran to me. If they're doing that and we're paying these people, shouldn't they be negotiating hard with each other in order to not spend all my money attacking each other?
Now, Ahmadinejad, to his credit, has tried.
Yeah.
I mean, he has come out and invited Bush to a debate on television. And, of course, Bush isn't going to take him up on it. And as Ahmadinejad says, quote, "Why is the U.S. government so against our people? They speak of war so easily as if that's on their daily agenda. We never speak of war." What can you say to that? The United States and the Bush administration is
like
out there.
It doesn't seem like a good idea to speak of war with the United States.
Well, I'm just pointing out that the Bush administration is out there pushing for war every flipping day.
Yeah.
He's right about that, too. Ahmadinejad reiterated that Tehran's uranium enrichment was intended to support a peaceful nuclear power program. He said, quote, "We are against the atomic bomb. We believe bombs are only used to kill people, and we are against killing people." He accused Bush of hiding behind the nuclear issue to mask the government's grudge for the overthrow of the Shah in 1979, saying, quote, "We all know that Iran's nuclear issue is an excuse. It's been 27 years now that we face the hostility of the United States administration in various forms." Quote, "We thought we might be able to have friendly relations with the United States, but the American government chose the wrong path, a path which is still continuing." There's a few more details coming up. Your calls as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John.
Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, I understand that what we're essentially doing here, talking about Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, I understand that what we're doing is we're essentially comparing two megalomaniacal psychopaths, George Bush and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. I mean, two leaders, so-called leaders of countries, two heads of state. So it's inevitable that one of them is going to come out seeming more sensible than the other, right?
You're saying that because they are heads of state. You're just saying because they're heads of state, they're psychopathic.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they're psychopaths. You're a psychopath if you believe it's appropriate to use force on other people for whatever the ends are. And that's what government does. The government uses force on people. We've proven that time and time again on Free Talk Live. So I'm pretty sure, without even having experienced Iran and going there, that Iran also has a bad government that uses force on people. That's what government does, okay? So I'm not saying this guy is a super dude. I'm not saying he's a great guy. I'm just saying he makes more sense than George Bush. That's all. And talking about an MSNBC story where he actually was interviewed by one of the MSNBC reporters, and he's pointing out that, quote, "We thought we might be able to have friendly relations with the United States, but the American government chose the wrong path, a path which is still continuing." Referring to America's own nuclear arsenal, Ahmadinejad said, quote, "We think that people who produce the atomic bomb cannot, in fact, speak of supporting world peace." Ahmadinejad portrayed himself as a simple man who was plucked from the obscurity of academia to fight the might of an American monolith. And he repeatedly accused the United States of hypocrisy in calling for other nations to dismantle their weapons while it maintains the largest military arsenal in the world. Quote, "Again, I ask, who has the nuclear bomb and has used it before?" I think that's a really poignant question. What is the one country in the world that has used a nuclear weapon on another country?
I don't think that makes us bad as a country.
What?
No. I mean,
extermination?
60 years ago.
Extermination?
There's nobody alive who did it.
Extermination of individuals, innocent people? That doesn't make the United States government bad?
It's not
as though there weren't enough other reasons to call them bad?
The only thing that's the same about the United States government is some of the buildings they work in and the colors they fly in front of them.
And the fact that they're using force on others.
Well, that's all governments.
Yes.
Every last one of them.
It
including
absolutely
Alma
is. Including his. Absolutely. But you can't deny that that's a really poignant fact. That the United States is the only country in the world to ever have used a nuclear device on innocent people. Going on, he says, which one is the bigger danger? One that's trying to develop fuel for peaceful purposes, or one that's made a nuclear weapon? Ahmadinejad said Iran was being bullied by Washington, saying Iranians simply wanted to live in peace. He laid the blame for all of the world's wars in the 20th century on non-Islamic regimes. Quote, just look at the 20th century, for example, and the wars waged in that century. Over 100 million people were killed. Hundreds of millions more were displaced. Who created those wars? Hmm? Who created those wars, Mark?
Well, the Western, I guess in most cases, the Western governments.
Not to say there wasn't fighting going on in the Middle East, not to say people weren't dying over there, but I think he's absolutely right about that one as well. World War I, World War II, Vietnam, I mean, all these conflicts.
The big ones.
Yeah. All
there's regional
Western
conflicts,
governments.
But not nearly as large.
He says, quote, those who are killed exceed the number of individuals who are killed in previous centuries combined.
I think Russia can get a lot of credit.
Where do the First and Second World Wars occur? Who started it, he asked. At the same time, he accepted a statement of regret from the Pope, who many Islamic leaders accused of fomenting religious hatred when he quoted a medieval text that characterized Islam as a religion spread by the sword. Ahmadinejad said, quote, I think that the people who give political advice to the Pope were not well informed. I think that he actually takes back his statement, and there's no problem. He should be careful that those who want war do not take advantage of his statements and use it for their own causes. I don't really have much to disagree with in the statements, at least that they plucked out for this particular news report. I don't know what else he said. Maybe he said a whole bunch of other crap that was really terrible. But so far, Ahmadinejad won, Bush zero. He's invited Bush to a television debate. He's been turned down. I mean, this guy is willing to sit down and talk in the media and at least express his viewpoint so that other people can understand. And I got to give the guy credit for it.
I've got to say that I think that Bush should debate him.
I think so, too.
If
our ideas are so, if his ideas are so ironclad, and if Bush is so right, and he's so, I mean, he's so worshipped by Rush Limbaugh and all of the other Bush sycophants out there, why shouldn't they be cheering him on, saying, yeah, Bush, go get him. Show this guy what's right. Suck it to him.
See, that's the thing, though, is it makes more sense to our politicians and to our people to send over tanks, airplanes, weapons of all kinds, and kill people than to get on television, get on C-SPAN. It's not like anybody watches the damn thing. Get on C-SPAN and have a debate. Maybe you could convince...
It wouldn't just be C-SPAN covering that debate. That debate would get coverage on all the major networks.
That thing would be so long, so boring.
It would get coverage on the major networks.
I don't think people want to see it.
Okay.
And it's just my opinion.
That's huge news. That's never happened before.
That's
probably
true.
If I was a news editor, I'd cover that.
No, maybe. They should be doing this. Instead of fighting wars, this is what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't think Bush is fast enough on his feet, say that.
Delegate somebody.
Yeah, send up Cheney then.
Yeah.
I'm sure that
Donald Rumsfeld.
At some point or another, Ahmadinejad would say, no, I'm not going to interview the mail clerk.
True.
Or I'm not going to debate the mail clerk, you know? So, it has to be somebody.
Yeah.
But,
well, if you're president,
like Condoleezza Rice.
If the president really is that inept to where he can't hold his own on a stage with another president of another country, then what's that say about your president?
Well,
says he's pretty pathetic, in my book.
I don't
and
think
it says
the
that
president
he's a coward.
Doesn't have to be a great speaker. He doesn't have to be a great debater in order to be a good president. I think that's a little unfair.
But it says he's a coward if he doesn't show up at that.
You would think that they would be able to come up with some kind of compromise. This is such a better idea than blowing people up.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
But no, innocent people have to die. These two guys, not going to die.
People are going to get angry. I mean, if we were on more radio stations tonight, people would be so angry because, again, it's the weekday show or a limited distribution at this point. But there's probably some people listening right now that are pretty ticked off, even if you're listening after the fact because a lot of our stations delay the weekday show.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty ticked off that we're even saying what this guy said, that we're even recounting it. People don't want to hear these things. They don't want to hear the idea that, you know, the suggestion that another guy who's the head of another country could possibly have some sensible things to say. And that maybe he's not as terrible a guy as they've been making him out to be. And I don't know. Maybe he's torturing people in his own country. Maybe he's doing terrible things to people. I presume that he is. I presume that he's just as bad a guy as George Bush as far as government is concerned, as far as inflicting their way on others via force. That's what governments do. I'm not defending his government. I'm just comparing what he says to what George Bush says. That's all. That's all I'm looking at, is just a direct comparison between one person, one political personality and another political personality. I don't like either of them. I'd like it if they just disappeared tomorrow. I'd like it if all of the governments of the world just disappeared tomorrow, personally. But comparing Apple...
It'd be nice if they went and, you know, got real jobs.
Right. Productive jobs where they're actually creating something for the world. But comparing one guy to another guy, one guy's statements to another guy's statements, one guy, George Bush, saying we need to go to war, we need to attack, this is the axis of evil, these people are terrorist sympathizers, they're harboring terrorists, we need to attack. I mean, we know how honest George Bush has been in the past with his claims about other countries, specifically Iraq, all of them turning out to be demonstrably false.
Well, I don't know that you necessarily can say that those are all lies, but you certainly can say that they're demonstrably false.
Okay.
That doesn't indicate dishonesty. It indicates
right, because government's so honest. So honest. Okay, they're either incompetent or dishonest, one or the other. How about that? 800-259-9231, also on the way. Since we're talking world news, let's talk about the UN. And, again, another agency I am not particularly fond of at all. In fact, I wish they'd disappear tomorrow, too. We're going to talk about their declaration of, what is it, human rights?
Universal rights?
Universal rights? I think we're going to disagree with some of this. Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style.
And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. There are some ways that you can help support the show. One of the ways is the auction. It's going on right now. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to take a look at the details. The current bid, $76. The winner of the auction, they're going to get their advertisement on the or their graphic. I mean, you don't have to have an advertisement. You just want to put a graphic on the backside of our ad, though it would make more sense if you had a product or service to push. Your advertisement going to go on the backside, back printed on half of our bumper sticker. Over, you're going to get at least 500 printings, which means that we're going to be taking the time to stuff these bumper stickers in envelopes and send them out to our listeners who are demanding them. They are sending us...
And covering all the shipping costs, too.
Exactly. So
it's a really great direct mail opportunity.
Yeah, essentially a great way for you to reach out to pre-qualified individuals that are interested, liberty-minded, pre-qualified individuals that are interested in seeing what you have to say, provided you're the winner of the auction at auction.freetalklive.com. Very low reserve, so place your bids now because it's only going for about another day and a half or so. All right, so we're talking about world issues. We covered Iran, and we're going to the UN now, Mark. What's going on there?
Well, it looks like Bush was doing a little talking there in front of the UN, as we were discussing. This is from the Raw Story. A new report on political corruption in Washington offers an exhaustive documentation of the unethical and possible illegal activities. I'm reading the wrong
story.
You
are reading the wrong story.
Good Lord. Can you believe that?
What we were talking about was the UN and their Human Rights Declaration or something like that. Now, do you actually have that story?
I do. I'm sorry. From Robert Perry. One of the most striking features of George W. Bush's presidency has been his proclivity to use soaring, idealistic rhetoric that is totally at odds with reality. A tendency that was on display again in his address to the UN General Assembly. Bush framed his September 19 speech in the context of the UN's 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights. He's quoted, "The words of the Universal Declaration are as true today as they were when they were written," Bush declared. But it's hard to believe that Bush had the faintest idea what principles he was embracing. Or perhaps he's grown so self-confident in never being challenged on his hypocrisies that he believes he can say anything he wants, no matter how false or deceptive. Among the 30 rights proclaimed in the Universal...
30 rights?
Yes, 30 rights proclaimed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights are these. I don't think you're going to disagree with any of these, by the
really?
Way. Really? Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person.
Okay.
No one shall be subjected to torture, which, of course, you know, the Bush administration is arguing for
violating that one, yeah.
And get this, or cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment.
So not even just torture.
Degrading.
Yeah.
You think they degraded the people in the Al-Qaeda prison? Not the Al-Qaeda prisons, but the, I forget the name
Abu
of the
Ghraib.
Prison. Abu Ghraib. I think there was some degradation going on.
The naked
on
guys in the pyramid?
Yeah.
Getting barked at by dogs?
Right.
Yeah. Having things stuck in their butt?
Put a bag over their head, standing up, having to hold things, that sort of thing.
Next. Everyone has the right...
And he's saying he agrees with this document. He's saying that he's with this
document.
It's
as true as it was in 1948 when it was written. Everyone has the right to recognition everywhere as a person before the law.
I don't know what that means.
Well, basically, you have the right to be treated as, you know, a person before the law.
I prefer to be above the law.
Well, wouldn't you like to be recognized as instead of an enemy combatant that doesn't get a trial?
Yeah.
Okay. No one shall be subjected to arbitrary arrest, detention, or exile. Arbitrary.
Arbitrary.
Right, which means, you know...
At a whim.
Right.
I feel like arresting you today.
Without a trial or those kind of things.
Which has been going on. That's also something the Bush administration has been doing. Okay.
Everyone is entitled to, entitled in full equity to a fair and public hearing by an independent, impartial tribunal in determination of his rights and obligations and of any criminal charge against him.
Weren't we just reporting on the Bush administration pushing for military tribunals of so-called enemy combatants? Very non-public trials where even the actual individual who's being tried may not even be allowed into the courtroom? Isn't this what's going on in America? I believe it is.
No one shall be subjected to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home, or correspondence, nor to attacks upon his honor and reputation. Everyone has the right to the protection of law against such interference or attacks.
Wow, I think that we're violating that one, too. I mean, we've obviously violated a lot of people's privacy with the warrantless wiretapping and everything like that.
Correspondence.
What was the last part of that one?
Nor is attacks upon his honor or reputation.
Honor or reputation? I mean, calling somebody an enemy combatant, calling someone a terrorist without actually bringing them to trial and proving so?
I
think that's an attack
on
honor.
That wasn't obvious to me right on the surface, so that's a good point. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media, regardless of frontiers.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, it's, you know, freedom of press, freedom of speech. Nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying for any state, group, or persons any right to engage in any activity or to perform any act aimed at the destruction of any of the rights and freedoms set forth therein.
Hmm. You know, I feel like the Raw story is leaving out some stuff because I've never heard anything from the U.S., from the U.N., that I really have agreed with at all. I mean, just because this sounds nice and everything doesn't mean I've all of a sudden become a U.N. fan. I still think they need to go away as soon as possible.
I mean, the U.N. can write a document like the Universal Declaration of Rights that's good and still be a, you know, heinous organization that doesn't belong there. But the U.N. really isn't as bad as so many organizations. They don't have the power of force in and of themselves.
Without government's approval to allow them in and that sort of thing. I just feel like they're leaving out some stuff. I feel like if it's a UN document, I'm shocked that they haven't. I mean, they said there's 30 rights, and I don't think we've read 30.
No, we haven't even close, and that's the end of them.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's probably the right to health care and the right to education.
This is 1948 this was written.
Oh, well, there's still a bunch of socialists back then, too.
The world wasn't rich enough to provide universal health care in 1948.
I just question what else was included in these rights. Anyway, so but well said, though. Good article pointing out that Bush is saying that he's all about the Universal Declaration of Rights, when on the other hand, he's clearly trying to destroy freedom and trying to destroy people's rights. And he's actually doing a pretty darn effective job at doing so. 1-800-259-9231. Do you have any more comments on this?
No, I mean, essentially that's the end of it, and it's obvious that our government and many governments don't care the least bit about these Universal Declarations of Rights. They're too wordy for me. I like the ones in the Constitution better. But
sure. Still.
Yeah.
Well said. Lancaster, Wisconsin, according to the Associated Press, a judge on Friday dismissed charges of attempted sexual assault against three men accused of trying to dig up a woman's body to have sex with the corpse.
Oh, my God.
Noting that Wisconsin has no law against necrophilia. Now, the three men do still face lesser charges, twins Nicholas and Alexander Grunk, both 20, and their friend Dustin Radke, also 20, were arrested after an alleged attempt to dig up the body of a 20-year-old woman who was killed August 27th in a motorcycle crash. Officials said a caller reported suspicious activity in the cemetery on September 2nd, and deputies found someone had dug down to her vault. Authorities said the three were not acquainted with the woman, but had seen an obituary with her photo. How sick.
Yeah, that's really, really gross.
Twisted. What leads somebody down these paths? I mean, I understand we've certainly heard enough stories about people who were molested, you know, by their uncles and stuff like that, and that, you know, when you get kind of messed up in the head because of that, you have this sort of severe physiological, psychological response that down the line you're looking to also kind of pass on the abuse or looking to find daddy. And there's all kinds of freaky things that happen to people who've been abused as children. But how does it, how could the uncle touching you or, you know, some sort of physical or mental abuse, how could that possibly translate into necrophilia? How does that develop? And how do you find two other people?
Yeah, how do you find a friend?
Three people here.
How do you find
your brother? your twin brother. You and your twin brother and your buddy are getting involved in digging up graves?
Oh, my God.
Is this just like something they did on a whim, or are they into it? I mean, how does this work? Are you? I'm sure there's people who are into this sort of thing, but I mean, do 20-year-old guys just sit around looking at the newspaper and then just sort of decide, hey, she was kind of hot, let's go dig up her grave? How does this occur? 1-800-259-9231. And should there be a law against it? Should there be a law against having sexual relations with a corpse?
Yes.
I say no.
Well, of course you do.
The violation was property rights. This was not their cemetery. It was not their grave. It was not their tomb. They had no business being in there. How do you could certainly say it was defiling somebody else's property, but is a corpse someone's property? I suppose it could be.
Property of the heirs.
Yeah, it's the property of the heirs. So it's a property rights violation. Sex with a corpse, if it's your corpse and you own the corpse, well, hey, have a good old time. But I just want to know what brings people to this sickness. How does this happen? Can you explain it? 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up on the way. As it turns out, you may be safer on a bicycle without a helmet. It's Free Talk Live. Give it a go.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.